Certainly, there's incentive for all of them to be pretty hungry. I can only speak from personal experience. I was in that role as an undrafted free agent, which I say over and over and over again, it was a mistake. But I don't know if it's anymore. I think they're here, all of these guys, all the young guys are here and competing against grown men, veteran players, players that have been successful. So they've all got a lot on their plate.
Mike had also said, he was frustrated that, NFL teams overlook a talented player like DeJuan because he's just 5'7", or that a style of a player like Vince Young, because he may not be a fit. What's it like to manage the parameters of that for your department between realistic goals of getting guys on
Right. Well, I'll just speak about the draft, and I think this will kind of cover it. That way, we won't get too specific. But different positions, you have different numbers, measurables, all different kind of things, analytics that you go through. And we're not a money ball team, but there are certain things that you would like to see in terms of height or weight or body makeup or bone density and that sort of thing. And sometimes there are people outside that norm or outside that comfort level that are able to go beyond where others at that position with those kind of limitations have. And I think that's probably what he's referring to. But it's not an exact science. And you're saying, well, this one's okay and this one's not. Under Ron Wolf, he had certain parameters at certain positions, and he was not going to go beyond that. We try to do that just because it makes sense. And if you think you can find the same player here and the same production and that sort of thing with the right measurables as opposed to ones without, that sort of thing. I hope I answered your question.
How often do you go past the 10?
Not very. I'm sorry?
I think Vince Young has fared so far.
He looks like he's doing fine. He's very pleasant fellow to be around. Seems like a really good team guy. Has jumped right in and is trying to learn and compete as fast as he can. We're putting a lot on his plate in a short time, and we understand that, and he understands that, and I think he's doing okay.
You got a balance, a 3-week look basically versus.
Yeah, it's like I've said about a lot of position battles where injuries have kept people from practicing or playing, and where other people have been practicing and played, and so everything gets a little tilted. It's not a perfect system because people are not going to get the same amount of reps. People are not going to get, equal chances to be successful. You take a quarterback, if he's in the game and he throws a pass on third down, and if it was caught, it'd be a first down, and you're still on a drive, and you might have had a really good go at it that night, as opposed to making that throw, and the guy doesn't make that catch, he doesn't make the first down, and all of a sudden you're back on the sideline. But we try to weigh all that and try to make the best decisions we can going forward. That's what we'll do there. I suppose, but we don't really lament about certain things. We had sort of an idea of how we wanted the quarterback group to look going into training camp, and we got a little light there. And like I said, when we first signed him on, it's something we wanted to take a look at. Yeah, no, not any more than all the positions. This time of year, even though you have a 90-man roster, you're always looking around saying we don't have enough of this or enough of that and that sort of thing. it's given some young guys a heck of an opportunity. We feel good about our veteran guys. We think they're going to be back and ready to go. So that's a, sort of a short-term yes and a long-term no.
Speaking of that, coaches have a lot of good things to say about Tyrone Walker, and then on the other side of the ball, Micah Hyde. What are your thoughts on those two players?
They're doing fine. I don't really get too specific about our guys. I'm not picking you out. I would do that to Rock, and Rock's a good guy. But, yeah, everybody's doing fine. We're still early in the process. I know it seems like we've been at this for a long, long time, but, you know, we haven't played our second preseason game. Our first game on the road, we'll see how these guys look when they're in a different place and people don't like them as much as they like them here at Lambeau Field. He's done fine. I don't get too specific about guys. But, yeah, I mean, he's done fine. He's had a lot of pedigree coming in, and he's done a good job. Worked really hard.
For fear of asking another too specific question here, but...
He's done fine.
All right, though, I'll stop.
No.
I guess with all Balaga and then Sherrod... Are you okay with the depth at tackle, or have you seen some of those young guys develop outside of Bakhtiari and Nielsen Barclay?
Well, I think it's opportunity for some fellows to step up. And do I feel like we're okay? Yeah, under the caveat that this time of year, even though we got a 90-man roster, I'm always a little anxious about their numbers and do we have enough to play in the preseason game and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I feel pretty good. You hate to have injuries, I mean, but we don't belabor that.
Ted, I know last week you talked about hope with Brian and his injury. Is there anything left there, or is that mostly just semantics now until he goes on IR?
No, it wasn't semantics then. I was hoping that, you know, the after they did all the whatever they do, the scans and that sort of thing, and different people's opinion that it would be something different than what we thought it might be. And as it turned out, it wasn't, which is normally the case, but it's okay. Have a little hope.
Ted, do you think the number of injuries are increasing, or you just think we're more sensitive to them?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're increasing. I mean, I could go back to my days of playing, but first of all, we barely had x-rays in those days. Now we've got a lot of different equipment to do a lot of examining and that sort of thing, which is better for the players, and it's better for us in the long run because we find out things and we treat them and get them well. I don't know. I just think it's time of year, you know, training camps or you always think that you're having more at the time, but then I go back with Pepper and Dr. McKenzie and all the staff, and we look at our records over the last since 2005 here, and it's the numbers are about the same. So I think it's just the nature of the beast.
Do you like seeing veteran guys like Cobb and Lang at this time of year play through injuries, or when you have vets like that, you know what you're going to get from them?
Well, yeah, to be honest, we would be a little bit more conservative this time of year than you know, once you get going into the regular season games. And I think those players would tell you the same thing. It's just the way it is.
Ted, can you give me an idea of what your pro scouts are doing now, scouting preseason games and looking at other teams'
right.
potential?
Currently, they're in a meeting that I had to leave because I had to come down and talk to you guys. And they're going through each team one by one, talking about strengths and maybe weaknesses on a team or perceived strengths and weaknesses, where they're playing the young guys, because we haven't seen all the tape. You know, we all watch as much as we can, and this first week is really important. It kind of gives you an idea of how a team's going to look overall, but specifically it's used in our case to kind of, you know, pinpoint where we want to do a little more research and that sort of thing in terms of, you know, potentially filling out our roster at the end of this.
Ted, what did you see out of Johnny Jolly in the first game, and how much of an uphill climb does he still have?
Johnny's doing fine. He's doing fine. Like he's always been, he's very much a football guy. You can tell that. I'm sure you guys see that when you're watching him. He loves to play. He loves to practice. He loves everything about it. He's doing fine, and he's competing and hanging in there.
Are you surprised at all that, I mean, he's in fit, but, I mean, the instincts and things like that just haven't seemed to have lessened at all for 3 years out?
No, I think some people are born with certain God-given instincts to perform at a particular position. I think Johnny's one of those guys.
Ted, Mike has talked a lot about the changes that they made to the offseason program and to keep guys healthier. Although he had the injuries, he mentioned that he does feel like they are healthier in this camp. Do you see that when you look at the team out there and, you know, where they're at right now with some of those changes that they made?
Right. Well, I mean, I know starting out, you know, our first days of when they report and we do the not necessarily a conditioning test, but a movement screen and all that sort of stuff, our guys were pretty fit and ready to go.
How much more difficult does it make your job when you have young guys, say like a Charles Johnson or Kevin Dorsey, that missed big chunks of this training camp, and evaluating them? And do you have to create opportunities for them so you make sure you can actually see them, what they can do once they do get on the field?
Well, in terms of the last part of your question, yeah, we'll try to give them as much opportunity as they can handle. The first part of your question, yeah, we've talked about this, I think, every time I've been in here. But it's difficult to balance this thing up because it's not going to be fair when it's all said and done. Some guys are going to get more reps. Some guys are going to get less opportunities. Through no fault of their own, it could be injuries. It could be just the way the rotation of a particular preseason game works. But we do have, you know, quite a bit of body of work on practices and that sort of thing. And all these guys are in their meeting rooms and conducting themselves as if they're well and healthy. So the learning aspect of it, we won't have much of a curve, you know, once we kind of get them going. But, yeah, it's the hardest part because it's not apples and apples sometimes. It's a different comparison. Ryan was a stone cold, ice cold kicker. He performed very, very well in pressure situations. He came in and was able to win the job here. I think he signed with somebody else, maybe San Francisco, and then he got released, and then his agent called Ron and Frank Bauer, who's, I don't know if he wants me to mention his name, but and convinced him to bring him in, even though we drafted a guy, I think, in the third round as a kicker in that same year. And the rest, they say, is, as they say, is history. You know, I think he's the all-time leading scorer and all that. So it was good for him to be here yesterday. I know it meant a lot to him and his family.
So what do you think about players retiring as members of their old team? Is that kind of a new deal, I suppose? But, I mean, is it a source of a lot of conversation among you guys? Obviously, Ryan played with a rival and all, but I mean, is it something you guys have to talk seriously about, or is that something you think, hey, that's a good idea, let's just do it? Or, I guess, how's the conversation going on that?
Well, they reached out to us, and we thought, it, you know, based off of his contributions here with the Packers, we thought that was a kind of a neat thing to do.
Skills to say we're never too deep at a position, or it's always worth it to take a look at an undrafted free agent, or did that teach you anything?
situation?
No, I mean, it wasn't anything we didn't already know. We actually liked Ryan coming out of college. It's just that we wound up drafting a kid in a pretty high round. I don't know that it taught us anything other than reaffirm that, you know, you never know how this is going to turn out. And it's like it is now. I mean, I know all you guys have jobs to do, and all of you are going to decide at some point to write your article where you're going to cut the team for us. It's not going to work out like that. It never does. And so, you know, you just got to be patient. You got to let the process work itself out. And at the end of the day, do what you think's best for the Green Bay Packers and for this this organization, but for those fellows in that locker room, most of all.
Thank you.